Doctor, let's go back to diet a little bit. And how important is fat in our diet? We've been bombarded by low fat this and low fat that, and all of a sudden we have an obesity problem in this country. But
right.
Is there a connection there, and how important is fat?
Fat is very important as an essential agent in our bodies. So what happened is Americans started eating too much fat and the wrong kind of fat. And so the officials held up their hand. They said, time out, let's get rid of all the fat. And then they realized, no, what they replaced the fat with in the food was sugar, which was much worse than the fat in the beginning. We played tricks on Mother Nature. During World War II, we drafted the farmers. We sent them over to world, you know, to fight. We didn't have enough butter. And so the Army says, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take soy, corn, safflower oil, hydrogenate it, perform a chemical magic, changing its structure into a trans fat, and then we're going to add some food coloring to it. It looks, smells, and tastes like butter. Should be okay. Now we find those prefabricated chemicals are much worse than the fats that we replaced them with. Butter from grass-fed animals is a good food in small amounts. So what we find is fats. For instance, the Senate diet goal said we need to eat less fat. We need to eat a whole lot less fat. Somebody in the back of the room said, what about the Eskimos? They get 60% of their calories from fat, and they have no heart disease and no cancer. Oh, you're right. So there are valuable fats. Mm-hmm. Fish oil, eicosapentaenoic acid, alpha-linolenic acid, conjugated linolenic acid, gamma-linolenic acid. There are valuable fish oils that are in the animals or plants from a whole food diet. So here's another important soundbite. A whole food diet that's based upon one's ancestral diet. So did our ancestors eat boneless, skinless chicken breast? No, they ate the whole animal. I was born on a farm in Illinois. The only thing they waste on an animal was the squeal. Everything was consumed. Mm-hmm. And that includes the skin, the cartilage, the fat. And what you find is, if you look at prostaglandin metabolism, saturated fat does not enter into the equation. But polyunsaturated fats like soy, corn, safflower become usually inflammatory, or they cause swelling of tissue, they can shut down the immune system, they're carcinogenic. So we took what were good fats, which is the neutral fats like animal fats, and replaced them with polyunsaturated fats, which have all sorts of negative things. We took butter and replaced it with margarine. We took out all the fat and replaced it with sugar. No, our ancestral diet with basic native fats. And the animals that our ancestors ate were lean. Now we take a cow and lock its head in a vise and feed it nothing but corn, which is not the cow's native diet. It's grass, not corn. Mm-hmm. And it creates all these unusual fats in its body, which makes steak less healthy. If you get grass-fed beef or goats or buffalo or whatever, that meat is very good for you because it's that native fat that was in our ancestors' diet.